This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
Crank that puppy up there, James. Let's have lots of sunshine in our lives so we can feel good and mentally sharp and alert and all that good stuff, because that's what the sun does, right? Kind of wakes you up. Hello, before you go. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, trying to inculcate in you a quick-witted response in terms of interactions. When somebody throws something at you, how quickly do you grab it, right? If you're outside playing, I like to do this with my grandchildren. I also do it with my son. Don't do it with my daughter, but you know, you're playing ball, basketball. Jasper loves to play basketball, and he's begun to watch the Celtics games with his father.
Oh, and this is the time to see it. I mean, this is the not the finals, but these are the playoffs.
Yeah, right, playoffs. And Brendan's a big Boston fan, mostly the Celtics. He's always been a big basketball fan. So last night he called me, and the two of them are on the couch watching the basketball game, and then Jasper, who got Spilkas and took us ants in his pants, wants to jump down and jump around. He goes, gets his basketball, and throws it at his father, and his father kind of sees it coming, and he quickly responds. That's what I'm talking about. When you are sharp, when you're alert as to what's going on, you can catch a basketball or a baseball or something that somebody throws at you. But then the other stuff is, what about your mental agility? Can that make you easily, you know, vulnerable, or can you catch it, right? Counteract the stuff that people are throwing at you by maybe throwing something back at them. Not nasty, but
quick-witted.
Just, you know. Yeah, quick-witted.
Yeah. Or alternatively, catch yourself into not letting those intrusive thoughts let you say what you shouldn't be saying.
Ah, there you go. That's it. Yes, very astute. Thank you, Miss J. Bird.
Always on the other side.
Yes. A burglary ring that is so far stolen about $4 million worth of jewelry, mostly from homes in a couple of different communities, has been broken up here in Massachusetts. Four people, two brothers, indicted after a 9-month investigation. 95 counts of unarmed burglary, breaking and entering, that sort of stuff. They do in the daytime, obviously, because people are gone. This is a crew that actually came up from Rhode Island into Massachusetts, and they have been doing this for the last couple of years. And they target Asian homes, which is kind of interesting. Among the stolen jewels, diamonds, gems, some valuable gems worth $75,000 apiece,
this
gold
like
bracelets.
This took something out. Like, do you remember the bling ring?
No.
These teens out in L.A. that were breaking into celebrity homes.
Jennifer does. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, this is Jennifer's specialty.
This sounds exactly like this. Like, taking a note out of them, but where the teens were going, I think, went in the middle of the night. And they hit up a couple of celebrity homes more than once.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, sometimes they double dip, too, which is really sad when you hear.
What do you mean double dip?
They said that Paris Hilton's home was basically their ATM.
They went in that one all the time.
Really? All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's left over from last week, if you will, the charts from Talkers Magazine that we did over the weekend on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and also on our Talk Radio Review. Of course, we're stuck on politics and who's running for president. Thought it was interesting that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is trying to goad Trump into having a debate which is, I think, a pretty good idea on his part.
I think the two of them would be fun to watch in a debate, actually.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Biden in a debate with either one of them is going to be a waste of time because
he just
can't.
It's important to show how wasteful it is because I think he's got to be forced to get on the stage with the big kids, mm-hmm. you know, at some point. I mean, I don't know. Force is the wrong word.
How wasteful? What do you mean? How wasteful? What is?
What? No, I mean, I think it would be good for him. I mean, I don't think we should let him go. I think he should be forced to get on the stage.
Who are you talking about, Biden or Kennedy? Yeah.
And it would be nice to see more than just two people, one, the main nominee for the Republican Party and then the main nominee for the Democratic Party. It would be nice to see more than two people get up to debate. It always should be, no matter how many parties you have your candidate, let them all debate. Give everybody a chance to be seen and not only be seen, but let the voting public know who's up on the docket.
In this case, because Kennedy will take no crap from Trump. If Trump tries his usual stunt of making fun of people or talking, Kennedy will call him on it, and it won't. I think this is the decision for Trump to make. He could come out of a debate with Kennedy looking very bad, and that may be something
or
that they
really good.
Yeah, or really good. Depends on. I think
a lot of people are thinking or hoping they're assigning everything they hope for to Kennedy because they don't like the two candidates. And
right.
So I think it's important to see where everybody really does stand and get him on record because there's been a lot of flip-flopping on the Kennedy front, things that he never supported. Now he does because I think he's concerned with trying to get some of the Trump voters who are falling away. For instance, the Second Amendment, for all of these things at the border. These are things that are not his normal stance. So I think it's important to get him on record and say, what do you really stand for? What's not just posturing? What do you really think? Because many of us don't know, I think.
Yeah, but how many of us really, other than a name, that's the sad reality. People are voting for a name oftentimes, and that's not good either. But, for the unwashed who really want to know what's what and who's who and are tired of all the back and forth between Biden and Trump, it does add a significant page to the picture. So, now, the next thing I go to is the interview that Biden did with Howard Stern. Remember, Donald Trump was a mainstay of the Howard Stern show during his up-and-coming years. He was on with Stern all the time, always there, and they had fun together. So whether or not this, I wonder whether Trump
changed. Howard has completely changed. Howard used to be a free speech guy, and now he's a lock him away, I'm going to stay at home and never leave the house COVID guy. So he's actually changed quite a bit. I think, I don't know. I think it's more about his changing probably, and the fact that he put a suit on. And the fact that he was, like, tripping all over himself to ask polite questions to Biden, I thought was a complete 180 from the Howard Stern of old, for sure.
Well, he didn't talk about the U.S. aid package to Israel. He didn't talk about anti-war protesting. He didn't talk about the budget or where the money is going. It was, you're right about that, it was kind of a soft-pedaled issue. But because Howard still has this reputation, he still has the ability, there are a number of takeaways if you really examine what was heard and seen here. I think it was Biden said, okay, I'm happy to debate Trump. Oh, yeah. You think so? I don't think he is, but he could say he is. He talked about the Supreme Court and what's going on there and the whole business of abortion rights. And he said, quote, I got to be careful what I say about the court. It's a really extremely conservative court, the most conservative court in modern times. Four of the justices had not been confirmed when Obama nominated Merrick Garland in 2016. He went on about that. And he said, you ain't seen nothing yet if Trump gets back in again. All right. Then he talks about the Republican Party and how it's not your father's Republican Party. Listen, I can identify with that 100%.
It isn't. The same thing's true with the Democrat Party.
They've changed,
sure.
And they're all full of guys that are interested in their own pockets, or they're interested. They're not flexible. They're not intelligent. There's no real intellect here. It's just all ham and egg stuff. I was a Republican. I ran for office as a Republican when I was a kid. went all the way when I was in college supporting various people, including Richard Nixon. Well, listen, you can't be perfect. Anyway, he also talked about the Ukraine and NATO with Stern, and then he talked about himself and his family and how some of the dark times were with his family. You notice that you don't hear any more. I haven't heard anything for a couple of months about his son. Where's that conversation gone? Where is he? Where's Hunter Biden?
He's going to go to court.
Yeah, but why isn't there, you know, there's a lot of nonsense in the news. How come
the court case is set for June, so it's kind of probably the lull, the quiet before the storm, maybe. But he's going to be in court in L.A. in June.
Yeah, and then what happens?
That'll be a circus.
Yeah.
I do think it was interesting, though, that I almost said George Bush. How weird is that? That Joe Biden, when he was talking to Howard Stern, said that when he was an eligible bachelor, he used to get all kinds of naked pictures of women given to him, and he would just give them to the Secret Service. Now, what's wrong with that statement?
Wait a minute. Try that one again. I was listening with one ear when you said, what did you say?
I said, Joe Biden, when he was talking to Howard Stern, because, you know, you got to talk about naked women, apparently, when you go to Howard Stern's
show. Of course you do, yes.
He said that when he was a senator and he was single, you know, after his family had died, that he was one of the most eligible bachelors in Washington and that women would constantly hand him salacious pictures of themselves and that he wouldn't even look at him. He would just turn him over to the Secret Service. Now, what's wrong with that statement? I'll help you. Yeah, what's wrong with that statement is that as a senator, he didn't have Secret Service protection. He didn't get Secret Service protection until he was in the White House, until he was part of at least the Obama White House. So, obviously, he makes up these stories that are just so bizarre that he would even, like, why even say them? But I guess maybe you have to appeal to whoever you're sitting and talking with. And with Howard Stern, that means you tell him that you got naked women pictures sent to you all the time.
Right.
Bizarro.
All right. Well, there are a lot of other questions that we ought to address during this hour of the program. There's a big to-do about Jerome Powell, who, for those of you who don't know or maybe don't recognize his name, he's been the leading, he's the chief of the Federal Reserve, and Trump apparently doesn't like him, or he's been saying a lot of things about him. And so we get the straight scoop on that coming up in the next half hour, plus what the NFL is allowing players to wear. That's coming up as we continue discussing what's going on in the world here on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for us to dig around in the social media circle. And it is a circle when the circle gets unbroken. Remember that song? Anybody remember? Or am I the only one? A circle. Yeah, sure.
The circle of life, right? That one?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the way.
In terms of social media, the technology of how this all works, and our continuing fascination with things that are going on that we have no control over, like AI. Here's the story of a company from Slovenia. The company is called PaintCam. Seems to be shaking things up a bit in the security world. They've come up with a new gadget called the PaintCam Eye. Not just another security camera watching over your house. This thing packs a punch with a paintball and tear gas.
I want this.
So it gives intruders a surprise that they will certainly not quickly forget.
And they're marked probably with the paintball, right?
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah. So anyway, this is a sophisticated computer vision technology that identifies human faces and animals, even if it's dark. Distinguishes
so it knows
between
not to shoot the animals.
Yeah, right. It distinguishes between friends and people that nobody knows that are coming to the front door. So there are three different models, one called Eve, one called Eve Plus, and another one called Eve Pro, that allows you to categorize visitors. There's an app interface that goes with it that makes decisions about who's welcome and who's not. The most intriguing thing about this, though, is the fact that when Eve detects an intruder, it issues a stern warning. And if the intruder doesn't heed it, it launches paintballs and tear gas at this person who's at the front door.
What if it's a delivery person?
I don't know. Have they gotten that far?
Good luck.
Yep. Throw it on the front porch.
Gives you a countdown.
All right. Anyway, the system alerts the homeowner when an unknown person is detected in the company of somebody who's known. And it asks itself whether to take the shot or not. This is really, and it's kind of interesting. The feature places a heavy responsibility on the user, turning home security into a more interactive and more complex activity. How users will navigate these choices, especially in high-pressure situations, hasn't really been tested yet, according to the company. A security camera that can shoot at intruders. So how appealing is that to those of you who live in high crime areas, I
guess? I like it. I'd also wish that you could take it over, kind of like the Ring doorbell. You know, it, like, notifies you, but then you can go live. I'd like to go live to my little shooter.
I'm sure that's probably on the Plus or the Pro Plus or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
You can aim, yes.
Yeah, but what happens if it mistakenly identifies a neighbor or a child
It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to hurt you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather be shot with a paintball than an actual bullet day of the week. And I have been shot with a paintball. Those suckers hurt. They do hurt.
They
absolutely hurt. And they will leave a welt and bruise. But you know what? It doesn't really break the skin. Everything's okay. I would not like to be hit with tear gas. I'm not down for that. But also, how comfortable are you with the idea of a security camera or a security system that can autonomously deploy paintballs or tear gas?
Yeah. This is AI. This is what we're looking at in the future. So anyway, there probably are some legal ramifications of this that haven't been worked out yet. It's using force, but it's not lethal. And so are you going to get sued by somebody? If you're on someone's property, you're on their property. So they have kind of a right to this. This is sort of a, what do they call,
unless
shoot first?
In L.A. where you can squat and the squatters have the right.
Yeah. What is that thing called, shoot the gun
thing? Stand your ground.
Stand your ground, right. This could be another application of that. All right, anyway, 28 after this is Good Day.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calotren, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calotren consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOP-LOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things. But you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get help. Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the action, call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-D-O-U-G.
I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. He's looking at you, kid.
As time goes by, from Casablanca, that's one of our favorites. It's good stuff. This is the Good Day program where we feature good stuff, including, for Jennifer and Jay's benefit, the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Are you ready, ladies? Okay. The story of Hollywood and how it was actually established in Los Angeles. The facts are that Hollywood wouldn't be the movie mecca it is today if not for filmmakers traveling to get away from Thomas Edison's stranglehold on movie production. Back in 1891,
really?
Edison positioned himself at the forefront of the film industry. He was just really kind of getting started then. He patented a camera known as a kintograph, and it became a kintoscope. Then a couple of years later, he operated the very first movie studio in West Orange, New Jersey. Can you imagine West Orange, New Jersey being Hollywood?
No. I also always thought it was the weather that made it LA was the hub.
Yeah, well, not according to this. He did 1,200 over the course of a couple of years. Edison produced 1,200 films. They were kind of... He did the first Frankenstein movie, for example. They were shorts. They weren't long things. And to make sure that his films were successful, he formed an alliance with other patent holders to stop any kind of competition. It was called the Motion Picture Patents Company. The group inundated independent filmmakers who had bought these cameras from Edison, and then they used them to try to make movies. Obviously, they wanted to have different studios, but Edison was trying to keep his iron grip on the industry, so he made it impossible, or next to impossible, for people to use. They could buy the cameras, but they couldn't use them for movies because he had the patent to use the cameras for movies. And so this went to the Supreme Court in 1915, United States versus Motion Picture Patents Company, which was Edison, and they busted up Edison's monopoly. And then the film industry, in order to get away from all of this, found a home in what is now Hollywood. So how about them apples? You like that story?
Interesting.
Yeah, he was 22 years old when he got his first patent, by the way. And so here we go. I was looking at something. Jodie Foster got another award. I was looking at that. What was it? Extra? Extra! Extra! And there were a lot of, what I get a kick out of, and you see this all the time, Jennifer, I'm sure. Jenna does mornings on KRLA, a great radio station in Los Angeles. So the people who get the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, or they get other things, I think over the weekend, Jodie Foster put her feet and hands into cement in front of one of the theaters.
That's fun. People don't get to do that all the time. The stars are pretty common. There's a lot of them, but you don't get to do your feet usually, so that's a good
thing.
That is fun.
Yeah.
You know what I did this weekend?
Did you do this weekend, Jennifer?
I took my mom to see her favorite play, which I had never seen or seen the movie. I saw Funny Girl for the first time.
Really?
Which is the story of Fanny Bryce, who was always kind of thought of to be kind of the not so pretty, but she was always the funny one, huge radio star. And vaudeville star, and it was such a great show. I can't believe I've missed it this far into my life.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Nice
and
talking to you too. Thank you.
Well, it's just you want to. Where would we be without Jennifer's laugh, Jay? Right? Without
I have no idea. It is
laughing.
Sunshine for the ears.
Lollipops and roses. All right, so Donald Trump is running for president. For all those of you who haven't heard that yet, Trump is running for president. Now, he has a few problems. He has a few legal problems that might end up in legal penalties. And maybe the biggest problem is his effort to try to overturn the last election. Spoiler alert, he didn't win. Well, he did, actually, in terms of the popular vote. This is what's so silly about all the Republicans who want to have the Electoral College stay. More often than not, they do better with, it wasn't with George Bush, because Al Gore had more popular vote than did he. But anyway, there are things being done right now, as have been the circumstances, where Trump is trying to delay the outcome of these trials. I think there is a poll that came out this weekend, ladies, that suggests that most Republicans believe that Trump committed serious crimes. And he... People say, okay, so he's a serious criminal, but I'm voting for him anyway. So is there anything that he can do that will get him sanctioned? The Democrats are trying hard, but they're stumbling over themselves because they're really not that bright, and they haven't really come up with stuff. They're like ham and eggers that are trying to beat him over the head with a hammer. You don't do that with Trump. But there are more and more people who are interested in Mr. I told you this earlier on, like 6-7 months ago, that Kennedy was going to have more of an impact than most third-party candidates have had in recent memory. And so that's continuing to be the case. And so Kennedy stepped right up and said, I want to debate you. Are you willing to debate? And so far, nothing from Trump. I don't know. He's such an egotist. He probably will say yes. Right? Do you think if you're a betting person, Jennifer?
I would think so, because wasn't it when Biden said, yeah, I'll debate Trump, wasn't it somebody in Trump's camp or a representative that was like, okay, let's set it up, let's do it?
Yeah, no,
like without hesitation.
I've been asking for the debate, certainly with Biden. I think that if Kennedy has enough support in the polls to qualify for the debate, I think he'll be welcomed. I don't think that Trump is going to punch down at Kennedy, which I don't think he should. If he doesn't qualify legitimately, I think if Kennedy qualifies, I think he should be on that stage. And I think if he can get, and I think that he will, around 12%, which is where he's at right now, he probably will be on there, and then you'll see a three-person.
No, he's not. Wait, 12%. You look at the numbers for the under 35 crowd, he's easily equal to Trump and Biden, 30-some-odd percent.
I just haven't seen those polls, but maybe. Take a look around the pew. I think that sounds like a stretch, but maybe.
Yeah, I know, because you like Trump, and you don't want somebody.
I look at the polls, because I give a speech where I go through the polls literally like every couple weeks, and I haven't seen them. I'm being honest. This is not about having a horse in the race. So, because what you're looking at, typically, I mean, you can drill down and find a poll where, I'm number one with 40-year-old women who live on Boulevard or something But I look at the national, I just look at Real Clear Politics. So if you look at Real Clear Politics, the general election matchups, I've said before, 12% really is the magic number, I think, for Kennedy, not just for the debates, but also to have an impact and be a spoiler for one, at least, of these guys.
Right.
I think he'll probably take some Republican votes as well. But isn't that a sad thing that for any voter who truly believes that Trump is a felon, that he is guilty of these crimes, and would still vote for him, that says how bad the competition is?
Yep, sure does. All right, let's talk about Jerome Powell for a moment, whether or not Trump could fire him if he became president again, because of the sort of, what would we use for the word, anachronistic, I don't know if that's the right word, but Trump has been all over Powell because of the rate hikes and what it's done to business. And in this case, I think I agree with Trump. The Fed has mishandled this thing. First of all, it was mishandled by the federal government in terms of where the money is being used, where it's being spent, what the it's like we don't even bother to have a budget anymore because who pays attention to it? They just keep borrowing money to give to Ukraine or give to the Israelis or to give to pay off student debt. You know, all of those things. That's the kind of stuff I hope will come up and Biden will really have to defend himself, especially on the student debt thing. He really has to be held accountable for pulling that stunt. And so we'll see whether or not that's the case. Speaking of stunts, there's a DA in New York who failed to stop and got a speeding ticket. She was chased down. She swore at the police officer and said to him, I understand the law better than you do. So anyway, she was caught speeding, failed to stop for authorities. Then when she did stop, she had this interaction. This is Sandra Dorley, who is a Monroe County DA. This is in Webster, New York. I'm not sure where Webster is, but the police have the body cam footage of the exchange. And it's, obviously he's going to get onto television. This is up around Buffalo, I think. That's where this area is. She calls the chief of police and asks him whether he, the chief of police, can tell the officer to leave her alone.
It's like the whole Gina.
Now you know who I am. Yes. She went home. She was standing inside of her garage. She told the officers, I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming from work.
Uh-oh.
And it was a 35-mile-an-hour zone. She said, I don't really care. This is pretty arrogant stuff. I'm telling you why I didn't stop and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she calls the chief on the phone asking him to tell the officers to leave her alone, continue to refuse the request to comply with some kind of procedure. They wanted her identification. She said again, well, she called the officer a blank hole and said that she understood the law. Get out of my blanking house. Sounds like a real sweetheart, this lady, a real charmer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She eventually apologized, said she was just having a really bad day, which we all have bad days. That does not mean you get to take it out on somebody else.
Nope, no. Especially not a police officer, unless you're a real dope.
Yeah. Okay, the NFL has announced it will allow players to wear protective soft-shell helmet covers. This is like a soft-shell crab. What is this? They're called guardian caps. The league is expanding use of these devices during practices as well. So what is this? Are you safer or not safe? It doesn't sound like you're safer wearing these things, whether you're a quarterback, a kicker, but, you know, I'm not the expert here. You won't be required to wear the caps, but you have the option to wear them. Apparently they have a lot of data that shows a reduction in concussions if you wear these headgear. Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Something I would think
I'd
about
try
there.
It, but you know, people will be afraid to be laughed at.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's when they need to ignore the people that are laughing at them. Okay, 48 after the hour. This is good day.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid, and it comes as a powder, and I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up, so it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's big time now for big timers, and the biggest big timer of them all is Nick Miles from AutoExperts.com. Hold on. Don't get too excited there, pal. We are here to help you with your car's decisions about buying a new car. Nick has been testing some pickup trucks and SUVs. We want to talk about that. First, though, if you are in the market for a brand new car, Auto Trader's team has made it very easy for you to find the car that fits your unique lifestyle and the things that you need. And so they brought you their best new cars of 2024 in a list. So would you like more information about this list? Of course you do. So here's Laura Edwards.
In the know, I'm Laura Edwards. Creating a list of the year's best cars means choosing vehicles with standout features, specific to interior comfort, tech features, and more. Auto Trader does it for you with the best new cars of 2024 list. Auto Trader executive editor Brian Moody has more.
The Auto Trader editorial team reviewed the new cars available for sale as 2024 models and picked the 11 best for your consideration. This year's list includes 2 electric vehicles, 3 hybrid gasoline-electric vehicles, and 6 traditional gasoline-powered models.
To qualify, the base model of a vehicle had to start below $110,000. Most are thousands of dollars below that.
To make a list, new cars are only considered if they offer significant value or are groundbreaking in some other way. With more than 300 new models for sale, Auto Trader's list should help consumers narrow down their choices.
To see the complete list of Auto Trader's best new cars of 2024, go to autotrader.com.
All right, so I'm driving on La Cienega in Los Angeles last Monday, and I'm pulling up to this car that has all kinds of weird stuff on the top of it, on the side of it, and it says, driverless car, on the back of the car. So I'm trying, everybody's looking at this car, there's nobody in the car, right? Nobody. So we're driving, I tried to get around it and to see what was going on. I don't know what I thought I was going to see, but I saw nothing. And the car took a right-hand turn. The directions were on. Somebody must have been powering it someplace, though, right? Isn't there? They don't just set them out and like a top and let them go and go wherever they want to. Isn't somebody controlling the car someplace?
Yeah, they have a map and stuff. So they have a designation that is start point and end point. You know, they have to do several tasks throughout the day. I think they're bothersome because I always want to test them. All right, how safe are you? Let me get in front of you. Let me stop. Oh, are you going to stop? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I think people always just want to mess with it. And, you know, like they want to get up and see, does it really have nobody there? The pedal's working. What happens when it shifts gears? You know, so I think they're a nuisance for more than one reason.
It looked like, yeah. There were people that were curious, and they, you know, that causes distraction on the driving. All right, Tesla has cut the price of its full self-driving car. They've cut it by $8,000. So what the self-driving car usually costs, I think, $36,000 more. But now it's cut back. Who wants to drive these things? This is he's got a fleet of robo-taxis that... Are supposed to be. Are they on the road yet? Where are they with?
They're still testing. He announced three times in the past, and since 2016, I believe, that he was going to go all in robo-taxis, and then he says nothing about it for 4 years, so we forget about it and we move on. And so he did it 16, 20, and 24. Just recently mentioned it. I would say though that Tesla's cars aren't actually full self-driving. They call them self-driving cars, but that software is not legalized in the U.S. yet. Mm-hmm. So even though the car has the software, you pay for something that you could potentially use by the time you've sold the car.
The company was the darling of Wall Street, but the stock is off 40% now, mainly because of the performance of the cars and the performance of the guy who runs the company, right?
And I should tell you, yeah, he's just cut the prices again. So you could potentially, with all your discounts and stuff, get a Model 3 for around $37,100, which now brings it into line with probably what they should have been in the first place.
So what about some of these SUVs you've been driving, you've been testing? And,
we took out 20 of the best, and we didn't discriminate. We allowed electrics and gas and everybody to come play. We did pickup trucks as well. Interestingly enough, I was surprised that still after, they came around in 1941, the Jeep Wrangler was the best two-row vehicle that we tested. And overall, Lexus GX won it. And just an amazing new vehicle, this Lexus GX. Yeah, they've done a great job. I would buy one.
You have such a wonderful job. Good for you. Nick Miles, check out his website and what he recommends, what he's tested, what his thoughts are, what his comments are on everything, including electric cars. That's at ourautoexpert.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.